On Hoosier Ag Today, Shad Skank joins us. He is a dealer with Indiana Specialty Group and a seed pro for Channel Seed. Time for a Channel Seed update on a Wednesday morning after some pretty good rains, at least in parts of the state. How much did you get, Shad, and how does the crop look overall in west central Indiana? You cover basically a 50-mile radius from Crawfordsville, Indiana, Montgomery County.
Yes, good morning. Those storms have been good because there hasn't been a lot of damaging winds and hail. It has came with rains. It's sporadic. You know, we got some rain last night here right in the middle of Montgomery County, and you got some really good rains northern part of our area. The night before was the same deal where they got up from 2/10 up to 1.5 inches. So it has been sporadic, and it is not really needed. But at this point, I think we take what we can with the crop, especially the crop that was planted early.
And how had the crops been looking as we entered into this week overall?
It's a wide variance, and I've never seen this before in the 34 years that I've done it. But on my north part of my area is a little bit dry. They were very thankful for that rain last night. In the center, it looks really good. Some of the best crops I've seen. Into the south, it has been wet and late planted. And if you go farther south of my area, it's even more of a struggle. So it is all over the board from one extreme to the other.
You know, that's amazing. That is a lot of variance. And we're not talking about a huge area.
You think I would be saying that and talking about South Dakota to Indiana, and I'm not. I'm talking about Benton County to Hendricks County.
Amazing. What's the prospect for the crop as we, and again, you're talking about a lot of variability, so conditions matter at this point.
Conditions do matter, and the fact is we're getting a lot of moisture. We needed to catch up with the dry conditions that we did have. We were so much in a drought, which I think a lot of us forgot about, you know, six weeks ago to through this winter. So rain is much needed. Tiles are just starting to work. The crop that got planted early is taking that water really well. Of course, some farms take water better than others. If they're drained well, in, you know, however that might be with pattern tiled or just normal slope of the farm. But that does bring, the rain does bring possibility of disease. And we want to protect this crop as much as we possibly can and keep it healthy all the way through because we need every bushel that everyone can get.
Not to mention the fact that we're now past the middle of June and it's heating up and starting to get more humid. So what kind of disease concerns do you have so far this year?
Well, the big one's tar spot, and it's always on the back of everyone's mind. It was detected last week. Of course, everyone probably already knows that, but we need to keep an eye on fields to make sure. The problem with tar spot is it's got to be there on the plant before you see it. And so how do we protect against that? You just plan on spraying. And a lot of people, a lot of my customers did a half rate, you know, 4 to 6 ounces of a fungicide that helps protect the plant. Some people did some things at planting. And the next chance and window then will be at tassel, which actually, Andy, we're going to be seeing tassels come out here on, you know, a lot of the 105 to 108 day corn planted in the middle of April here very shortly, within 2 weeks for sure.
So likely looking at another application at that point.
Yes, and that will be when your other application needs to be on.
Okay. Pests that are of a concern so far this year based on scouting reports that you're hearing?
Nothing that's prevalent that is just taken over. I think it's just always a good idea to keep an eye on everything. But with the drier conditions and planting, for the most part, and it's very difficult to talk about these things because it was very wet to the south, you know, but in the center of my area, for Indiana Specialty Group, very dry conditions, didn't deal with a lot of cold, wet weather, which brings on pests, so we were very fortunate there.
Do you have any recommendations, Shad? And Shad Skank is with us from Indiana Specialty Group, a Channel Seed Pro. Any recommendations about where to scout to keep an active eye on what things are happening? Any prioritization that you would recommend?
Well, I think everybody's farms are different, but the earlier planted corn on good ground, those are where you really want to, your high yielding areas, those are where you want to watch out for, you know, any kind of disease, that type of thing, and really keep an eye on things. Because the potential on a lot of these farms is really there. It has a great potential, but we are going to have some heat coming in. We need to keep in mind people are trying to get crop sprayed, so you want to spray, especially your Liberty when the sun's out, things like that. These little things, if we can take care of all these little things, the big things will take care of themselves.
All right. A growing season update with Shad Skank, and we do appreciate it. Have a great summer.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to the rest of the year. It's going to be great.